Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ocean Lovers podcast. I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Katie.
And we're back.
Hi.
I know. I didn't even check. How long has it been?
Oh,
It's been
it's
a
been a
while.
minute. It's
I
been a
know.
minute.
I know. We've been very busy. I've been super sick back to back. Oh man, so much stuff. But yeah, we wanted to kind of end the podcast year with just kind of some updates since it has been a while since we've been on, and just talk about updates and future ideas we have for the podcast and also our Patreon. We're going to go a little more in depth with our Patreon page. We don't do it too often on the podcast, but since we did a whole revamp and we changed the tiers and we changed the perks, and we thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about it in this episode. That way, for the new year, if anybody wants to check it out, they can.
After so many months of saying we were going to revamp it, this
I
is the
know.
final
I know.
announcement.
We yes, we
We
finally saw.
did
I know. Yeah, it was like it was bothering me. I'm like, we have to do it.
it.
So we sat down and spent quite a bit of time on working on it, and it's finally technically it's up now
Yeah,
before
I'm
the new year,
excited for
but
it.
I know, me too. I'm
I
really
love it.
excited for it. Yeah, it definitely changed a little bit, but it changed for the better. So we're super, super excited. But before we get into that, I guess we can kind of go over some updates. Not much new with me. I was sick, so
Just sick for the entirety
just
of the year.
literally sick since September. So that it was really, I mean, I mentioned it on our Instagram stories that it was so hard for me to like get a break in between. And when I did, it was like our schedules weren't lining up. So it was just, there was just not a good time for us to be able to record. And but luckily, hopefully I don't get sick anymore, 'cause
Fingers
I'm
crossed.
over it.
Yeah,
Over
no,
it.
I'm gonna be the one getting sick now.
Oh gosh.
Roles will be reversed.
Oh, I hope not.
But yes,
Yeah, what are
sickness
some updates with
aside,
you?
I will take full fault, guys, for being missed the past few months. It's been crazy. I have some good news and bad news, just a bunch of stuff going through. A few months ago, my dog was attacked, so I've
Not
been
fun.
dealing with the process of that. I am going forward with some legal action, which has not been fun. Definitely been stressful, but I graduated. I finally have
Yay,
my degree.
congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, finals this past month were horrible. So
Oh.
yeah, it was very tough, but I finally have my degree and it is very exciting.
Yes.
The job hunt has been ridiculous. Lots of applications out there, lots of follow-up emails out there, and lots of nothing back. So, it is a tough time to want a job in
Yeah.
this current economy. The
I know.
problem is, like, no one wants to hire, and like everyone says they're hiring, but the biggest difficulty, and I'm forewarning people, at least what I've experienced is they'll say they're hiring for an entry-level job and you have a degree, you have all this experience, and you think you're qualified for it, and then they say, well, we need 6 years of experience and a master's degree, blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, that's not very entry-level now, is it?
It's not
So
like posted or anything, they just tell you after the fact.
yeah, like
That's
I've gone through so
crazy.
many rounds of interviews and they're like, well, we need this, and it's like, okay,
Okay.
how do
Good
I
to
get
know. Yeah.
that?
Thank you. Thank you for
No,
letting me know.
but yeah, so it's definitely
Ugh.
been a very hectic past few months, but I'm looking forward to a little bit less craziness going into the
Yeah.
new year. Yeah,
Yes, let's hope
so
so.
yeah. Oh, also, totally, I don't even know if I brought this up on the last episode because I don't think I had started it yet, but I had started my scuba certification. And I did my pool dives, and I'm just waiting to do my checkout dives, which I
Okay.
can't do in New Jersey yet because it's too cold. So I could
Oh.
either travel and do it somewhere else, or I can
Or
do it
wait.
in the spring. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But basically, like I ran through, if anyone's familiar with this process, I ran through all the things that I needed to learn over a weekend. And the checkout dives are basically you go somewhere for a little bit, they ask you to now do it on your own. Mm-hmm. And if you do it on your own, you're cleared and then you're certified and you can go wherever you want. So yeah, that's exciting. Waiting for that certification.
Are you nervous to like do it by yourself? Like
I'm nervous for, okay, the one weird thing, and I don't want to go on a huge tangent about it, but everything that I thought I was going to be nervous about, I wasn't nervous for.
Okay.
Like in my head, I was like, okay, breathing underwater, that's weird. Mm-hmm. It felt so natural. I loved it. The weird part, and I have no idea why it was so weird for me, was the I don't know, the different activities that I had to do where I had to take my mask off and put it back on and clear my mask, like get the water out of it.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it just made me so anxious. And like, I've been in water without goggles on. So it was such a weird sensation taking the mask off and having your scuba bubbles go in your nose. And like, it was just something that I didn't prepare myself for. No, it was really fun. I mean, I only went 14 feet deep in a pool, so nothing compared to, you know, the ocean, but I'm very, very excited. It's definitely a surreal experience. So yeah.
That's cool. That's still on my, I mean, I guess bucket list, but it's still on my list of like,
please
what to
do.
I think that should be like my goal next year is to get scuba certified.
Please do.
I know.
And then we could do it together. I'll come out to California and we can go dive.
Yeah, we would have to. We'd have to. Oh man.
There's not much good, like I wouldn't recommend coming to Jersey to come diving. That wouldn't be that great, but
I know you have to do it in Monterey. Especially when it's super clear. Oh man. Okay, is there anything else? Any updates?
I'm trying to think. Most of it. Yeah, I mean,
I know you graduated. I hope everyone, was a big one.
Yeah, I hope everyone had a great Christmas and or you know, whatever holiday may celebrate. Yeah, great holiday. Sorry, I celebrate Christmas. Any holiday. I'll celebrate Hanukkah with you if you want. Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, whatever. But yeah, so I hope everyone enjoyed that. That's just been my craziness. That's my spiel. I think that's it. Oh, you know what I'm really looking forward to? Mm. I have my bookshelf full of books that I haven't been able to read, like any of my mystery books, anything, because I've been so busy with schoolwork. And now I can read again.
Yeah. I know. I have quite a few books that I haven't even touched that are some marine related, some just like my Harry Potter books. I don't know if there's any Harry Potter fans out there.
I want to reread my Harry Potter.
See, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because I've never read the books fully.
I've only read like three because then they started getting way too big. And I was a kid, so I'm like, I'm not reading all this.
See, I'm the type where I'm like, I get really into something and then I buy the books, like the whole set, and then I just don't follow through with it. So I think this year I need to like set some goals for myself.
That's your resolution. Read Harry Potter.
Seriously. I know, even my sister, she's borrowed them. And I think I have them back now. And I'm like, I just need to read them because I love Harry Potter. Love it.
Yep.
But I need to read those. I have like the Game of Thrones ones that I bought.
I have a controversial. I'm not a Game of Thrones fan.
Really? Like the show? Like nothing?
I tried. My boyfriend's like diehard Game of Thrones. I can't do it. I don't know. Like I like Lord of the Rings. I know they're not the same, mm-hmm. but like in terms of like fantasy stuff, mm-hmm. I just Game of Thrones couldn't get on board.
No. Nah. Did you guys try the new one? The House of Dragon?
He watched it. I didn't. I watched the new Lord of the Rings show.
Okay. Before we get on a tangent, I guess. How did you like that? Because I was curious. It's on like Amazon Prime, isn't it?
Here's my spiel and I'll keep it short. For a Lord of the Rings fan, which I'm dating a hardcore Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah.
He hated it. Oh. So it doesn't really, it's not, you know,
it's not like,
it's not true. It's not true to the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a person that like, it doesn't take it so seriously, I really enjoyed it. It took a few episodes to get into. Like the first episode was really slow and confusing.
Okay.
But I liked it. I liked it for a show. I didn't like it for a Lord of the Rings show.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I
almost started watching it a while back and then I just didn't.
Yeah. And for anyone that's listening that doesn't listen, like know anything that we're talking about, I am so sorry. We will get back to regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, I'm like really into like those fantasy shows. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a try for sure.
Yeah. I'll keep you motivated. Know. I'll text you every week. Have you read?
Yes.
Did you watch?
Yes. I know, seriously. Oh, another update. Did we mention this on the podcast or did I think I just told you about it. Katie is now on Animal Crossing. I repeat, Katie is now on Animal Crossing.
So many people have told me to get this game. And I was like, that's so silly. Like, I used to play on the GameCube when I was a kid, but whatever. And now 2 years later, after the hype is like dwindled down, Kirsty told me that I have to get it. And I got it for Christmas. So just a few days ago, and I have not put the thing down. I'm going diving. I'm collecting all my little animals. I'm donating them to Blathers, the museum guy. Oh my gosh. I'm in love.
You get obsessed with it for sure.
I went to a concert last night, and for the car ride, I was asking my boyfriend, I'm like, can I just take the Switch in the car? Like, I just want to keep playing.
Yeah. Which it's one so do you fun. Have the Switch Lite or do you have the console that goes to the TV?
Like the I can one that play has it on the TV. Yeah.
So it has the docking station.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then yeah.
See, it's that not one's... my Switch. So I don't know, but yeah, I can play it on the TV.
Okay. Yeah. That one, I know like it's, I would have to like figure it, like try to think about it, but I know like the Switch Lite, cause that was the first one I had a Lite, the one that you can just like, it's smaller. I had that one first. Cause I'm like, I'm the type to where I take it everywhere with me anyway. And then I wanted to, but I had that, but at first my husband and I shared it. So we shared his, which is the one you can connect to the TV. And we had one island because you can only have one per Switch. And I just had my own like house on his island. But I'm like, but then there was stuff like, what if I wanted to do stuff on my own? And then I was like, it's his island. So then I eventually got a Switch Lite, did like my whole island, you know, completely redid it. And then I finally got my own like actual Switch. And then he sold his. So like we basically flip-flopped. I gave him my Switch Lite and I got the bigger console one. But it's nice because you can just pack it up and you can take it with you anywhere.
I love it.
It's awesome.
We just got Switch Sports too for Christmas.
Okay.
So we're fully loaded with games.
Yeah, you're fully loaded. You're ready to go.
So yes, now that we've had that tangent.
You can take it with you on your cruise.
My what you say? Now, this so wasn't jealous. A Christmas present. This wasn't a Christmas present, but my boyfriend and I did just book a cruise for April, the end of April, beginning of May. We're going to Alaska, and I am determined to see stellar sea lions, orcas,
yep,
humpbacks,
all the things,
seals, literally anything that I can see. I want to see it all.
He's gonna be so jealous. He's been wanting to go. He's not like, he doesn't want to go on cruises. He doesn't.
What?
Yeah, he's, I don't know why. I've never been on one, and he's like, yeah, I don't see it. But Alaska, he would do it. Like, that's how badly he wants to go to Alaska.
Well, that's the point. Like, we were so torn because I wanted to do like a Caribbean, like beachy kind of thing.
Yeah,
but then I was like, we can go there literally any time of year, but like,
yeah.
And you can go to Alaska any time of year too. But like Alaskan cruises are so different.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I'm just, you can't do it all year round. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And we got a really good deal on it. Like we got like half off airfare and like,
holy crap,
an included drink package. Like we got everything.
Wow. For like
a good price.
Oh, it'll be a good episode for you to come back and recap the whole thing. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So something to look forward to at sometime in May.
Hopefully I'll have some listening. Good pictures. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Okay. All right. I think that's it. I know we keep thinking of other updates.
I think that's it
though. I'm pretty sure. Hopefully. I'm sure there's one thing we're forgetting. Okay, Patreon. So yeah, we completely redid it. Well, almost completely. So for those, we have a couple people that were on the Coral Reef tier. We basically got rid of that. And we now have a jellyfish, we have a sea turtle, and we have a blue whale tier. Patreon's kind of weird. Like you can delete tiers, but then you like can't change the prices with, like, if people are still active on there. So we had to like move things around. But as of right now, we have the three tiers and then a another one coming up, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes.
And for those who may not know, Patreon is just a little added thing that if you wanted to support us, you can.
Yes.
And there's some fun little things that you get per tier. It depends on which tier you decide to sign up for, but you get some little extra things. So
Yeah.
that's what we've been promoting so that everyone can be a
Yes.
little bit more involved.
Yes, it's a great way to help support us with the podcast. There's obviously there's other ways. I always like to tell people if you can't support the podcast this way, obviously just by you guys listening really does help kind of get the podcast out there.
Sharing, yeah.
Another, yes, sharing it on your Instagram stories when we post on Instagram. Another good one, which I haven't mentioned this in a really long time. I used to kind of say it on the episodes every so often, but if you guys can always leave reviews about the podcast too. I don't know where exactly you can leave them. I know Apple Podcast you can leave them. I think maybe you can rate the podcast on Spotify. I don't think you can leave a review. I'm not sure how that works because I only see ratings. I don't see the reviews. But Apple Podcasts, I do see the reviews on it. So if you guys want to at least support the podcast that way, you guys can always go leave a review of what you guys truly think about us and the podcast and what you think about it. Because leaving those really does help, I guess you can say the algorithm on Apple Podcasts, so other people we can reach other ocean lovers and other people to kind of come on our page and listen to the podcast. So that's a great way to do it too. And I always like to kind of say that because I know not everybody can become a patron. And yeah. So if you guys are thinking about it, we also have the link in our bio on our Instagram if you guys want to check it out that way. All the links should be in there to the Patreon and some other stuff too. But our jellyfish tier is going to be our very first one for you guys to look at. And in this one, of course, everybody gets the welcome gift. In the jellyfish, oh, this is $5 a month. I should include that. That one is $5 a month, the jellyfish tier. It's the welcome gift. It's you also get some sneak peeks. So we'll do sneak peeks on future episodes. Like if Katie and I are thinking about doing one, or we already started, or already recorded an episode, you guys will get a little sneak peek. And we did keep the voting on future episodes, so we will be uploading polls, and you guys can do that. And shout outs. We're going to start doing shout outs. So I did it every so often before on our Instagram. But we're going to try to find other ways to do shout outs. So we'll obviously do shout outs, when we're recording, we might mix it up and we might do shout outs on Instagram and post stories. And just find like fun ways to kind of give you guys little shout outs on helping support the podcast. So that is the first tier. And Katie's going to talk about the second one.
Sure. So the second one we are calling the Sea Turtle tier.
Yes.
That's going to be $10 a month. And it basically has everything that we just mentioned from the first tier, but also it's going to have live Q&As. So we will have a scheduled kind of sit down time just for the patrons in this tier and us to kind of talk about personal stuff, literally anything. It's just going to be a Q&A.
Like a chit chat Q&A type of
Yeah, a
thing.
fun little personal thing.
Yeah, it would be. I've always wanted to do that, and I think it would be really nice for us to like be able to connect with people and just chat with people on like a weekly or bi-weekly basis. So that I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, and then also a Polaroid picture monthly. Every month you get a cute little picture. So that's all the perks of the Sea Turtle tier.
And then we have the blue whale tier, which is $15 a month. And you get everything from the jellyfish tier and sea turtle tier. So everything before that. And then you guys will have early access to the episodes. So we will upload the audio version on Patreon if we can. We'll figure out a way. And we will also be uploading the video episodes. So we're not going to promise that every single week is going to be a video episodes, but there will be available or there will be video episodes available at least once or twice a month. And
Depends on how
probably,
my hair is looking.
yeah, I know. I usually have to get prepared for that. And before when we did video episodes, I always said once a month I always wanted to promise just the once a month, but we generally uploaded more videos. So just keep that in mind. You guys will have a bunch of video episodes to watch. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And we are going to have a special tier. Katie and I are going to officially release it February 1st. What day does that land on? That is a Wednesday. So we will be officially releasing it on our Patreon page February 1st, but we won't be announcing it until like mid-January. So we still got a couple weeks.
I know that's frustrating because we keep saying, oh, we're revamping the Patreon, yes, whatever. And we've been keeping everyone waiting, but here, wait some more. But I will say, and I'm not even trying to be dramatic or anything, I am so excited for this tier.
Yes.
I think it's going to be so different from what we normally do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to please a completely different branch of ocean lovers. And
yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yes. I'm really excited too. And yeah, there's like things I want to say, but I can't say it. Yeah. We're really excited about that tier. And that tier is going to have a different welcome gift as well. So all of the three tiers we just mentioned that will pretty much get the same welcome gift, or at least very similar to each other. The same concept, I guess I can say. But this new tier, it'll have a different welcome gift because it's just a different tier. So you're going to get a little bit of a different gift in the mail when you join it. And we're really excited. We're very excited about it. I know. I know. I kind of wish we could just tell everyone now. Like I've told our patrons, I'm like, just stay tuned. We have something new coming. But I'm like, we haven't told anybody yet. I've told like one of my friends and that's it. But obviously she's not going to say anything.
It'll be fun. So mid-January, really we'll tell you what that is.
Yes.
And then like Kirstie said, February we'll actually let it go.
Yep. And our patrons will actually know first. So if you guys do decide to become a patron at the beginning of January, you guys will definitely have the announcement, I guess.
No matter what tier, any tier.
Yeah, any tier. You guys will know probably the week of, I would say, the week of us announcing it. So it'll be like a couple days before. Like if we announce it on that Wednesday, it might be like a Monday or so, or over the weekend. Something like that, to where you guys will know a little bit beforehand. And that's always something, like if you guys join on a tier, like let's say Sea Turtle tier, and you want to switch it, I'm pretty sure you can just upgrade it. And yeah, you don't have to like wait. You could always become a patron now and then you can upgrade it later on. Or if you just don't want to upgrade it yet and you want to like wait it out a little bit, you could always do that and see how it goes. But yeah, we're really excited.
Yes. I'm excited, just not even just for Patreon though, like for regular podcast episodes too. Yes. I mean, now that I'm graduated, we're going to have a little bit more structure with scheduling. Yeah. we have a really good plan for the coming year. So
yeah. I'm really excited to start recording again. I was so excited, like driving home from work, I'm like, oh, we get to record tonight. I was so excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But we have a lot of like ideas for future episodes. We obviously want to do deep dives. Everybody, I feel like the deep dives are like, everybody loves them. So we're definitely going to continue with deep dives. We've had a lot of awesome suggestions from listeners, like doing one on great whites, which I think I mentioned in the past that we definitely want to do one, and we want to do one about maybe just in general great whites, and then do more one on the importance of them and like the the fin. Oh, there you go, look at that.
I'm wearing a shark shirt for people listening.
And your headband, what is that?
Oh yeah, I've got hammerheads, and I've got a hammerhead tattoo, and I've just
gosh. So we have to yeah, so it would be nice to do one on like conservation about so cute. You're like, I want to be in the podcast. Mine's just laying over here. So it would be nice to do one like on awareness for, you know, the shark fins and things like that. But that's something like we have to go like more in depth, and that'll take a little while to do like research and all of that. So that's really the main reason why we haven't done it yet, is there's just a, we don't want to just like, I guess you could say half-ass it. We want to make sure that we're putting the right information out there and we're making it a good episode.
Don't want to rush it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we've had, we do have a lot of good episodes planned for the future. And obviously if you guys ever have ideas, definitely just shoot us a message. We always love reading your guys' messages, or just go comment on our Instagram pictures. Usually like in our posts, I'll try to always put something in there saying like, please leave feedback. 'Cause we really do love your guys' feedback. We read it. We write down everything. Like right now we have, both of us have a whole list of all the suggestions that you guys have made so far. So even though we haven't gotten to a lot of these, please note that we do listen.
They're in the roster.
They're on there. We just have to, yeah, we just have to get to them. But they're definitely, they're, yeah, we have a lot planned for the future. And we're really excited. Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Oh, and I will mention that I was trying for anybody listening that are like the OG podcast listeners. I did try to get Erica Page on here just because I know that she was part of the podcast for so long. And especially this year too. So I tried to get her on, but I know her schedule is super crazy right now. She said they're running a bunch of whale watching trips. And so it's pretty hectic where she is right now. So she wasn't able to make it, but we're really hoping she can come on here and chit chat with Katie and meet Katie.
Oh yeah.
And we could do like a really fun episode together. So we're hoping, I'll kind of give her a heads up and maybe we can plan something for the future for her to come on. And I'm sure she'll do that. We just got to pick a day and plan for that. So
yeah, I want to hear more about just like her job and everything in general too. I think it would be good to hear about.
I know. I'm curious if anything's changed, because I know the last time I talked to her and she came on here, she talked about how she got her captain's license and she was doing all that. So, but I haven't talked to her too much lately. So I don't know. She'll probably give us some updates on things that are going on with her, but that'll be fun. And then we are obviously, we're trying to get guests on. I've been contacting a couple people recently. So we are aiming for that as well, to get guests on here. And I actually, this was right before I got sick one of the times. Don't remember which one it was, but I think I might have mentioned it on the last episode where I went to this this thing at my local college one night, and there was like a speaker and she was talking about crabs. And it was really interesting. She
I think you told me about this.
Yeah, I think I did. And she ended up, I talked to her after and I told her that we had a podcast and that we would love to have her on. And she was super excited. I think her name was Emily. I have her business card. She gave me her business card. So, and I just cleaned out my purse the other day and I found it and I was like, oh, I need to reach out to her. So I will be reaching out to her so we can get her on the podcast and kind of talk to her about her background and her, all of her stuff, and her whole research project that she did with these crabs was really fascinating. So hopefully she could talk about that too. But yeah, we've been, I know, me too. And 'cause I was like, that was literally like the day before I got sick. So it's a little out of it, I think.
Brain fog.
Yeah. And I think she has like a YouTube where she uploads some of the videos of the research she actually did. So I'll have to go back and look at all that. But something else, speaking of YouTube, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last video, but I mentioned it in the past to where I am trying to get more of all of the episodes up on our YouTube page. So right now there's only like four maybe. And it's just basically our picture, our podcast image, and it's going to be all of the audio episodes. So I want, my goal this year is to get all of them up. And then Katie and I are also talking about doing some fun possible YouTube videos just to have fun with it. And so that's kind of that's pretty much it. I think that's like the plan that what we talked about. And
lots of plans,
much lots needed, but lots of plans for sure. Yes. Yeah, yes. We're really excited. So with the YouTube and future episodes, our Patreon and our special Patreon tier coming up, we have a lot of stuff coming. So just stay tuned. We'll keep you guys posted on Instagram for sure. But yeah, we're excited.
It's like we're going from crazy, hectic, busy this year to crazy hectic busy next year, but the crazy hectic busy next year is going to be all podcast busy.
Yeah.
So it'll be definitely like a fun change.
Yes, I think so too. Like being able to record every week and start uploading on a weekly basis is just, it always like keeps me in check too. I just love it. Like once you get on that schedule, it just feels so good.
We need structure.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully, fingers crossed that I don't get sick again.
Don't jinx
it. That was just miserable. I think it was like 4 times since September. So I don't know what else I can get at this point.
And it wasn't like normal sickness either. It was like week long, like.
Yes.
Hospital
that was the
sickness.
Worst part. Yes, that was the worst part. Like I mean, I'm not going to go all into it, but I remember September is when I got the first one because my friend had her baby and I couldn't see her for the longest time after she was born because obviously I didn't want to get her sick. And I was just coming down with something when she was born and it lasted like over a month. That's when I had my sinus issues and my ear infections and then I couldn't hear. So then I had to get my hearing back. Then I ended up getting strep and then I had to go to the ER for that. And it was just a whole mess. And then I ended up just getting something recently and I just got over that, which even right now, like I sound okay. But even this morning, like I still has that like random cough. And I'm like, I'm over it. I'm over this year with illnesses because it seems like, oh, and then RSV went around. So I was scared that I was going to get that because my daughter.
The lady that I used to babysit for, she just had parvo.
Oh
like
my
it's
gosh.
Just been, it's been a mess.
It's like
everyone I know.
And then COVID is spreading again. So
yeah, my cousin just tested positive yesterday. So like we can't do our family Christmas party. It's just a nightmare.
Yep. Well, that's what happened to my in-laws literally the week of Thanksgiving where they, you know, we were hosting for the first time and we couldn't, like, we ended up having really like close to no one. We went from having like 12, 13 people to literally like 4. And it wasn't even like really, you know, anything because it was just pretty much canceled at that point because of COVID.
So sad.
So let's just all put our hands together and pray for a good 2023.
For Kirstie's health.
Yes, please. God. I even had this. I picked this out for Christmas from Christian. Oh, you can't see it.
I can't see it.
It's like a huge water bottle. It's literally ginormous. And it has those like the times on it. Yes.
Mine's
love it.
A gallon.
I love it. I wonder how much this is. I don't even know. I don't know if it says it on the bottom or not. But it basically has like 7 a.m. and it skips to 9 a.m. And so like throughout the whole day. Today I haven't done very good with it, but
flush
been
out
trying
your system.
To. Yeah.
Get your vitamin C.
I know.
Your fermented garlic or whatever.
The garlic and honey.
Kirstie's turning into a hippie, guys.
I know. I really am. But no. Well, garlic is really good for you. And I keep seeing this thing. I'm sure some people listening have also seen it on TikTok and stuff, but I was so desperate towards the end of.
I think she made it up.
No, go look it up. No, I was like so desperate. I mean, I was like pretty much better, but I was like, I was kind of like preventing. I didn't want to get anything else. So I'm like, I'm going to start eating garlic and honey. I only did it once, but I will say that I slept like a baby that night. And then I didn't eat it the next day. And I had a really rough night's sleep.
Well,
so I don't
go.
Know. I don't know.
Science.
I think I need to test the theory again. I know, right? Oh, man. But yeah, so many new plans. We're super excited. We're definitely going to be posting more on Instagram and all that fun stuff and keeping you guys posted on everything. And yeah, we're just really
excited.
I'm going
to be more active on the social media now, too.
Cool.
Because Kirstie's been, ever since I went to the Central Park Zoo, I haven't really shown my face on the social media, but I plan on participating more on that.
Cool. That would be awesome. I know. I think we might be going to the coast Monday, which is it's the second, right?
Monday's the second. Yeah.
Second. Yes. So I might do some Instagram stories on there. We might be going to the aquarium. Yeah.
I'm going to New England Aquarium. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, cool.
So I can showcase that a little bit.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'm sure everybody would love to see it.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. All right, guys. Well, again, you guys can visit our Patreon page. The link is in our bio. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check. I might need to update it because I haven't done that whole link thing in forever. But I think our YouTube is linked there. Not quite sure. I'll have to double check. And like we said, if you guys want to check out our Patreon page to help support the podcast, that's a great way to do it. But you can also do it in other ways. You can share the podcast with your friends, share it on Instagram, Facebook, and also just review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can. Again, I know you can rate it on Spotify, but I don't know about reviewing it. But yeah, that'll help out a ton. It'll help get our podcast out there to and reach other people. So we're excited for the new year. We hope you guys are too. And hopefully we will be uploading again every Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy
this
new
episode
year.
Should be here. What? Two days before the, no, one day. One day before New Year's Eve, tomorrow, the 30th. Yeah. So happy new year. We hope you guys have a great one. Be safe. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the new year.
Bye, guys.
Bye.